Facing the Sorrow of Unfinished Business, written by Lynette Kittle and read by Kelly Givens. Today's Bible verse is John 20, verse 23. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven. Have you known someone who passed away, an individual with whom you had unsettled business? A person you had worked hard to forgive in life, even though, as far as you know, they never felt sorry for how they had hurt you and never sought your forgiveness? Even though in your heart you forgave them, you had hoped and prayed that they would one day be truly sorry for what they had done to you. Yet they left this earth and you with unfinished business. If so, you've most likely tossed and turned at night, experiencing a range of emotions, including disappointment, anger, sorrow, regret, and more. Especially if the person knew their life was coming to an end, yet they still didn't reach out to seek forgiveness in their final hours. Sometimes we believe that if a person who hurt us passes away, like a parent or a spouse, their death will bring peace to our lives. However, in reality, it usually brings more sorrow and regret because it leaves us with a sense of things being left unfinished. So how do we face the sorrow of unfinished business? How do we deal with dashed hopes, the ending of our dreams for sweet reconciliation, and the letdown of unanswered prayers? Here are three ways to let go of the sorrow. First, believe in God's justice. Jeremiah 9:24 assures us of God's exercising justice on the earth. Luke 18:7 explains, "And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones, who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off?" Because we can trust God to make things right, we don't have to hold on to feelings of unfinished business or the sense of failure because we didn't have the happy ending we wanted. Second, examine ourselves. 2 Corinthians 13:5 urges us to examine yourself to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you? Unless, of course, you fail the test. We need to be willing to examine ourselves to see if we've really forgiven others, or if in reality, our forgiveness was hinged on the hope of them coming to a point of asking for our forgiveness. Our sorrow may be a sign of lingering unforgiveness toward them in our lives. And third, accept God's forgiveness as enough. John 20:23 states, "If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." If we discover we haven't really completed the process of forgiveness because we didn't receive the result we were hoping for in the situation, we can turn to God for our happy ending. As Philippians 1:6 promises, "He who began a good work in us will carry it on to completion." We can rest in knowing that when God forgave us, and when we extend his forgiveness to those who hurt us, the process is completed because Jesus finished it on the cross, saying, "It is finished."
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Have you ever considered yourself a messenger? Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, or art to make, or perhaps businesses to build, it's time we start testifying truth unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andress, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. If you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, search and follow the Messenger Movement podcast on your favorite podcast platform today or lifeaudio.com.